Can't wait for a huge weekend of racing at Rose Hill Gardens, although there's a bit of a sad tinge here because Trapeze Artist steps out and the Theo Marks is the current favourite, Loz, by the way, for the Everest coming up on October 13. Can't wait for that. But unfortunately, one of the owners has been involved in a serious car accident.
Terrible.
2 days ago, so we don't know whether Trapeze Artist is going forward or not. Adam Pengelly, we understand that predicament as well. Well, we don't, but we can understand if Trapeze Artist doesn't start.
Yeah, morning, TK. Morning, Laurie. Yeah, just reading some comments from trainer Gerald Ryan this morning. He suggests that he'll leave a decision up to whether Trapeze Artist does start in the Theo Marks Stakes to the horse's owner, Bert Vieira. We know that his wife, Gay, was involved in a very serious car accident a couple of days ago when her vehicle was collected by a police patrol car which was chasing an offender down there on the Kingsway at Cronulla. So Gerald said he's just going to leave it all decisions up to Bert, whether he wants to start the horse this weekend. I think he scratched a horse that was owned by Bert yesterday. I was going around to the provincials. So we'll wait and see what happens there. I think Gerald's probably got some options later next week if he wants to go to Plan B if Bert doesn't want to start the horse. But we know that Trapeze Artist is the favourite for the Everest at this stage. He's a favourite for the Theo Marks as well. We'll just wait and see what transpires the next 24 hours, but most importantly, our thoughts and prayers are with Bert and his family.
Sure.
This very difficult time.
Yeah, no, you're certainly right there, Adam. What's the plan for Happy Clapper moving forward?
Yeah, Laurie, just reading that Pat Webster's decided to bring him back to Sydney now after his first up run in the Memsey Stakes down there at Caulfield. I wouldn't say he ran badly or anything like that. He just clearly struggled with the track and he struggled to get around the bend at Caulfield, which sometimes Sydney horses can do their first time down there at Caulfield. So Pat's decided to bring him back to Sydney. He's going to defend his Epsom Crown now, which will be on AFL Grand Final Day in a few weeks' time up here at Randwick. Now, probably most people thought that Happy Clapper will probably wait it out of a race like that, given he's a multiple Group 1 winner. He won the race last year, won the Doncaster earlier this year as well. So he might just get too much weight for an Epsom again this year. But Pat's adamant that he thinks that the horse race is best at Randwick. The mile's probably his preferred distance. He's got another crack at the Epsom. So that's really good news for Sydney race fans. Where he goes after that, I'm not too sure. I think Pat sort of floated potentially the idea of maybe the Craven Plate when he was speaking to Ray Thomas in the Telegraph today. Then maybe he'll take him back down to Melbourne again. I'm not sure if the Cox Plate is on the agenda. Happy Clapper's had a couple of those in the Cox Plate behind wings. It's a really tight turning track. Happy Clapper's such a big bull of a horse. He needs big open spaces. So maybe they'll look at a race like the Candy Mile or even Emirates Stakes on the final day of the Flemington Carnival, as well as potential targets. But it's great to see Happy Clapper will be back in Sydney and defending his Epsom Crown in a couple of weeks' time.
It's been a successful reign for Laurie Macri, mate, as chairman of the ATC. He steps down because he has to step down. That's part of the charter. He's done his two terms.
Yeah, that's right, TK. His term was due to expire a little bit later this year. So Laurie's convened a special board meeting with the ATC next week to step down from the role. We'll wait to see who his replacement is. I suppose in the full light of day, Laurie will reflect on his achievements in the last few years with a lot of pride, I'd suggest, since taking over from Michael Crismail as chairman of the ATC. He's got the club on a very sound financial footing. They've done some pretty big things around some feature race days. I think Laurie can probably look back on his term with a fair bit of pride. We'll wait to see who takes on that role in the coming weeks. But I think he's left the ATC in a better spot than what it was when he took over the chairmanship.
Yeah, big day at Rose Hill tomorrow. There's four Group 2 races. Have you got anything for the listeners?
Yeah, it's a fantastic day of racing, Laurie, but I must admit it's a bit of a tricky program from a betting perspective. I'm going to try to be really patient there tomorrow and wait till later in the day. My best is going to be race 8, number 11, Soothing. I know she's fairly short at around that $2.30 mark at the moment, but she was dynamic winning last time there at Randwick over the 1,000 metres. She absolutely cowed up her opposition. This is a tougher race, but I can't see any reason why she can't go on and win again. And I thought the best value might be race 9, number 3, Eagle Bay from the Chris Wally. I've been following this horse campaign. He was excellent first up. Last start, he was just okay. I think third up at the 800 metres is going to suit him down to the ground here. It's the last race in the program. I know there's a couple of stable mates here in the race who are hard in the market as well, but I think Eagle Bay is ready to do something now around that $8. So my best will be race 8, number 11, and the best value, race 9, number 3, at Rose Hill tomorrow.
Good on you, mate. We look forward to that. Good luck, and good luck with trying to stay patient. I often have that point of view, but it doesn't quite work, Adam.
The pockets might be empty by the time we get to race 8 tomorrow, TK.
I get so excited on Fridays about Saturday races. It's, you know, I tend to go off a little bit early, but not for the first time.
But you're
ready
to make a comeback.
No, I'm back.
You've held your powder
I'm
dry
back.
And you're back this week. All right. I'll tell you what, though. In race 9 tomorrow, there's a horse called Josh Reynolds. Joshua Reynolds. It's an overseas horse having its first start here in Australia for Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott. It's a last start winner. So keep an eye out for that. Named after the great Josh Reynolds playing for the West Tigers.
How would an overseas horse be named after?
I'm just saying.
Joshua
just kidding.
Reynolds. Now, thank you to Adam Pengelly. Just repeating those tips to race 8, number 11, Soothing, about that $2.30 mark. And race 9, number 3, Eagle Bay, at $8. We're approaching 6 o'clock. We're going to be chatting all things rugby league. Have a guess what's going to be the headlines with Andrew Webster after 7 o'clock news.